Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features. I'm down at Zephyr Blatt in Manchester again in the Northern Quarter, and I'm delighted to have been joined by Dave Broomhead, guitar, singer-songwriter, Woodhouses born and raised, who's now living in the south of the city actually, but Dave Broomhead has got his own band and they're called Broomhead.
Yeah.
And they've sort of not been together too long, I don't think, have they, Dave?
March this year.
Yeah. Now, we'll talk about Broomhead in a couple of minutes, because they've got some good sort of exciting gigs coming up, particularly at the Rum 100 Festival in Cheshire. But firstly, Dave, I was quite interested to hear your musical background. I think you told me before you started playing guitar when you was very young. Just tell the listeners a little bit about your background.
I started playing when I was 12.
Right.
My dad was a musician.
Right.
And he was kind of always trying to push me into the jazz kind of way.
Yeah.
Because he's a brilliant reed player.
Right.
But it wasn't for me.
Right.
So I picked up a guitar about the age of 12.
Yeah.
And then just went through, you know, the Oasis songbook, as I think pretty much everyone my age did.
Yeah.
Went on from there into really sort of heavy metal. And then just as when I left school, went and studied music at Oldham College.
I see.
And then there I decided to start learning how to play things little bit more properly, so to speak.
You must have been in a few bands then, I guess, over the years.
Yeah, I've played in quite a few, very different bands. Yeah. You know, I've played in acoustic acts, I've played in indie bands, I've played in metal bands, punk bands, and then back to sort of more sort of Americana kind of style.
Success in terms of like big gigs maybe in town or...?
In lots of little venues with, you know, the Roadhouse being the main one that we played in quite a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we played with Kasabian at one point.
What band was that with?
It was with a band called Chevron.
Right.
Years and years and years ago. But, again, we didn't know what Kasabian were going to go on to do, and it was just, you know.
Yeah.
I sort of look back now and think about the way that the Manchester scene was and all the places that we used to play, and none of them are here anymore.
Yeah.
There's only the night and day that's still going we played, which is kind of quite sad, really.
Did you play solo for a while?
My first solo, proper solo gig was today, in 2012.
Yes.
And so... I played a few just sort of sporadically, mostly open mic night kind of things.
Mm.
And it's only been in the past year or so that I've really started pushing it and going out and playing and starting to believe in myself a little bit more. And from that, I've ended up in a situation now where I'm in a band.
Yeah, we'll move on to the band in two ticks, but you kind of was doing open mic nights and the Northern Social nights and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that was... pretty much cutting your teeth again, was it, or just getting back into it?
It was definitely cutting my teeth, and it was, I mean, particularly with places like the Northern Social and the Big Slice, it was sort of establishing myself and starting to get that, and I think the good thing is with places like the Northern Social and the Big Slice, it's people who are into the music, who are there for the music, and they help you grow, they help you to develop, and I think with places like that, it's really important, because I had very little confidence up until 12 months ago, and through meeting people and being with like-minded people, it's helped me to grow and become more established and more confident in my songwriting and my abilities, and take it on from there.
You're Dave Broomhead, your band's called Broomhead. We've got Stuart Bray on guitar, Will Ellis on bass, and Ash Chopra with the sticks there. When did you four guys come together? And it's fairly recently, isn't it?
It's in about March this year.
Really? As recent as that?
Yeah. I mean, it's through playing things like the Northern Social.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been to the Northern Social.
I haven't known what Phil McArdle's
song is. It's an amazing open mic night. And what was happening is they'd come out with all percussion stuff.
Yeah.
So they'd have the cajons, they'd have shakers, and you'd get on as a solo performer, and then by the end of the night, you'd be playing your songs, and everyone would be on the shakers or on the cajon.
Yeah.
And you'd have these songs that you'd never seen as a band song, it was just you.
Mm.
And you'd be sitting there going, I need a band. This would be great with the drums, it'd be great with this, it'd be great with that. And so I eventually just decided, you know what?
Yeah.
I'll get a band together. So I just put an advert out on Join My Band.
All right, okay.
And it came back, and Will and Ash were a joint thing.
Yeah.
We're interested, but we come as a package. I've got my friend's a drummer, I'm a bassist. And I was like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So we got together, and it just so happened that Will's one of the best bassists I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And Ash is one of the best drummers that I've ever heard in my life. And so I was like, right, we've got this good little setup.
Yeah.
And I'd met Stuart again through the Northern Social. Northern Social is like this big blossoming thing at the minute. And I'd met Stuart, and Stu on his own is an incredible performer as a singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever see his band, The Pennies, Yeah. If you ever get a chance, go and watch them. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And I just said to him, you know, would you fancy playing with us? He said, yeah.
Right.
And so it just went from there. Yeah. And
what kind of influences and what kind of sound are you coming out with Roomhead, Dave?
1 minute we're quite kind of rock based, another minute it's kind of quite acoustically based.
Mm.
I think big influences for me, things like R.E.M.
Yeah.
Counting Crows are a massive influence on me, and that's when I was saying when I went to Oldham College, I discovered Counting Crows, and that's when I started playing about melodies a lot more and things like that.
Mm.
And just kind of a lot of folk stuff, so I'm big into people like Kate Rusby and that kind of really mellow acoustic sound, and then Will comes, he's from a jazz background.
Yeah.
So, you know, his bass lines are just all over the place. Mm. And Ash is just a very technical drummer and brings all kinds, you know, speaking to him about drums and rhythmical patterns, it blows my mind sometimes. Yeah. And he's always kind of like, it's more about what I'm not playing than what I am playing. It's just brought a whole new sound to it. So it's very difficult for me to go, well, with this, because I was an acoustic songwriter.
Yeah.
And now we're a band.
I saw your first gig at the 3 Minute Theatre, Glass Race Holmes single launch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or EP launch, whatever it was. You've played a few gigs in town since, I think, haven't you?
Yeah. So we've done Zombie Shack. Trying to think where else we've done. We've done a couple. A lot of them have just been sort of pop up, come up as three piece and acoustic act or whatever. We've been doing a lot of sort of recording recently and trying to sort of get things ready for release.
Yeah, you've done a bit of recording at Studio One, because, haven't you? And there's three tracks out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sweet Denial, Man I Wanna Be and Lucas Lane. So obviously the listeners can have a gander at that on the Facebook page. But yeah, gig's coming up. Sunday, you're down at the Castle in town, aren't you? Have you played there before?
Never played there before. And right. This is a thing as well with what's going on with the band.
Yeah.
Starting to pop up all these opportunities to play in places that I've always wanted to play at.
Yeah, yeah.
They're starting to pop up, and the Castle's definitely one that I've always wanted to play.
Yeah, yeah. That's on Sunday, August the 13th, for people listening. And then obviously, quite soon, we've got the massive Rum 100 Festival, which you're heavily involved in, I think, with Dave, aren't you? To be part of that lineup, you must be dead kind of proud and excited to be looking forward to it. What's your thoughts on the Rum 100 Festival?
I think, you know, first of all, I can't believe that we're on that lineup. You know, I was looking at the lineup on the posters and thinking, yeah, you've got Rumpy, you've got King Cartel, OK Broken, Last Race Hot, you know.
Mm.
All of these bands that I've looked up to as a performer.
Mm.
And I'm on a poster with these guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also to be involved in the festival itself, it's a celebration of everything that is new Manchester music that's put together by people who've lived with it.
Mm.
You know, it's not some promoter going, right, well, let's cash in on this, let's cash on that. You know, it's people that have worked in the scene who are passionate about the scene.
Paul Dennis and Dawn, and today sort of set it all up, or dreamt it up, shall we say. But what role are you playing in it then, Dave?
It's all hands to the deck, to be honest with you. I'll be stage managing
the
main stage on the day. But over the summer, it's like I say, it's all hands on deck, getting things out of boxes, painting the signs, building things, anything that I can do, really. It's a big labour of love, like you say, for Paul, Ben, and Dawn, who have just worked the socks off to get to where they are now.
So when are Roomhead on the Sunday?
Sunday, it's about around 6 o'clock.
Right, okay, good. And you kind of know which stage you're going on?
We're on the main stage.
Right,
again,
okay,
something that I can't believe.
Post Rum 100, what else is in the pipeline? Anything yet?
We were talking the other day, and I think we're still trying to work out release wise. We've got lots of stuff knocking around, and one of the problems is we're all kind of quite perfectionists.
Right.
So there's stuff that we could get out,
but
we're not quite happy with. So we've done some recording recently at SSR. We're still waiting back on the tapes from, which should sound awesome.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to work out whether we do an EP, whether we do an album, whether we don't know. So we just
and obviously hitting the Manchester pubs and clubs, I guess, for a few gigs.
Definitely.
Before the end of the year.
Definitely. Well, we've got quite a lot of offers coming in, and it's just to tie them down. You know, Stu's a very busy man.
Yeah.
Very talented man. We're trying to sort of work out when. So like I said, we've got we're playing Zombie Shack in November.
Right.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Stockport.
Yeah.
Ashton.
Yeah, good.
It's just busy times, mate.
Yeah, good stuff. Right, okay then, we'll leave it there for now. So I'll speak to you again perhaps later in the year or early in the new year. Dave Broomhead, thanks for talking to me, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate. Take care.